Kygo and One Republic with Lose Somebody, 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. And Zach East here with music news for Tuesday on The Best Mix in the Morning Show. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Ace Showbiz says the members of ABBA are working hard to develop their likenesses for their hologram tour. Bjorn Ursaeus says the band members were photographed from all possible angles and made to grimace in front of the cameras. They painted dots on our faces, they measured our heads. We are really good friends and we see each other quite often. Being together in the studio again, it was so familiar. It all came rushing back in seconds. We had fun. You have to have fun. Elton John tells NPR that he became a musician simply because he loves music, saying, quote, "Well, you know, a lot of rock musicians go into rock music to pull girls. That was obviously never my motive," he says. "I just wanted to play music. I was so obsessed with music, nothing entered my head apart from that." And Luke Bryan, the country superstar and American Idol judge, told People that COVID-19 didn't knock him down as hard as it could have, but he's feeling very blessed to be on the other side. He said he didn't have a long set of symptoms, but there were some tough couple of days. Luckily, his wife was there to help, saying, quotes, "There were times when Carolyn was nursing me back, so I was certainly amazed to move through that." In a different interview, he opened up about his self-quarantine, saying, quote, "I put myself in part of the house and stayed away from my boys. I didn't want them to miss school, so one of the hardest things was not being able to hug my kids." Missing the family is one thing, but not being on TV, that was apparently a living hell. He said, quote, "It was really, really tough not being an American Idol. That was the toughest part of quarantine. It was really tough for me to have to miss out, but I was honored and amazed that Paula Abdul stepped in on the show for me." That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show in 98.3 The Coast.